And thanks for joining me this evening. This is Aaron Hay with you on Classical 90.5 FM's Mizzou Music. The Mizzou International Composers Festival is coming up from July 23rd through the 28th right here in Columbia, Missouri. We'll have a lot of incredible composers and musicians in town during that time. And here at Mizzou Music, we'll be giving many of them a chance to tell us about themselves and their music and what we can expect to hear from them at the end of July. Joining me this evening is Christine Burke. Christine, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thanks so much for taking some time out of your day to talk with us here. Christine's going to be a resident composer here for the Mizzou International Mizzou International Composers Festival. Excuse me. So I guess first, tell us just a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Sure. So I've lived in various places throughout the Midwest, and including Chicago, Indiana, Pittsburgh for a little bit, and now I'm in Iowa City. I just completed a master's degree about a year ago from the University of Iowa. I studied clarinet and composition, and then I was lucky enough to get a job in the music library right after graduation, so I've been doing that ever since graduating.
Oh, wow, nice. At the university music library?
Our university music library.
Cool. How did you get into composition? You started with the clarinet, you say?
I did, yeah. So I played, I think I probably played clarinet from like sixth or seventh grade all through college and my master's degree. But I think I remember at some point my dad just giving me a version of Finale, like one of those free trial versions.
Oh, sure.
And I just started messing around with it and was like, oh, cool, like this is something that can be done. And just from there, it kind of took off and yeah.
So tell us about your work. What can you tell us about the music that you try to make?
Mm-hmm. So in the past 2 years or so, I've been really focused on using a piece or the time that a piece is performed to explore kind of one sound world. And I look for like very special, unusual sounding things. And I usually pair that with some kind of formal concept or some kind of idea for realization. And I will specify a lot of the material, but usually how it's performed is up to the performers. So it's experimental in that way.
Oh, nice. So with the piece you sent me from The Signal, it was that written for two trios or?
Yeah, so that piece is written for two simultaneously existing trios. Their music has pretty much nothing to do with each other in the sense that they both each trio progresses through their material on their own timeline, kind of. And then part of the piece is being able to hear, like one trio is very loud, one's very, very soft. So you can only hear the very soft trio in the absence of the first one, or you can sometimes hear it through the first one if there are, kind of conflicting harmonic materials or, really dissonant intervals or something, like, that'll come through. But otherwise, you don't get the full picture of the second trio until the first one's out of the picture. So, that's a good example of, simple conceptual idea and then really trying to focus on, these special sounds that are coming out.
Right. It's a really neat piece. It's very,
Thank you.
Yeah, you have to really listen to it, but it's, it's got this great kind of a drone, almost kind of a sense to it until you really get relaxed and get in with the piece. It's very fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It's from a distance, it is this very wide, drone-y kind of thing, but you can also get really close to it and hear these intricacies like movement in the instruments and stuff. So yeah.
All right. Well, tell us the piece that you've written for Alarm Will Sound, which will be performed here on Saturday, the 28th of July, is called Ah, the Hovering. Tell us a little bit about that. Don't spoil it because we want to wait and we want to hear it on Saturday. But
This follows kind of the similar idea of concept and then special sound. So in this case, the idea is there is an event and then there's a consequence to the event or action, reaction. And I'm also kind of thinking of it might be like blowing dust or something, and then you see all of these particles kind of hovering in the air and they interact with each other in different ways. So that's kind of the basic idea of the piece. And I'm really excited about how I'm having the performers deal with the material after the big event, which is I've organized them into groups based on the rows that they're sitting in. And so once the piece begins, we start on like the left side of the ensemble, and each player in the row will play one by one until everybody's gotten a chance to play. So at any time, there's only like three people playing, but they're passing these sounds to each other as the piece goes on. And I'm really excited to hear how that works out in the end.
Oh, that sounds incredible. Okay. Well, yeah, that sounds really neat. And was it fun to write for a large ensemble piece like Alarm Will Sound?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They have like such an interesting instrumentation because they can double on so many different instruments. So you get a lot of extra color and stuff kind of beyond the original or the typical sinfonietta setup. So I was super excited to do that. I'm one of the violinists doubled on accordion. And I was like, yes, absolutely going to use that. And some of the clarinetists double on saxophone. So I was super, super excited to work with all these like special colors that they have.
That's cool. Yeah, we're really excited about it. It's going to be a very exciting week here in Columbia.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So, do you ever get to play yourself anymore, or do you mostly concentrate on composition?
So most of my focus now is on composition, and I don't play clarinet so much anymore. But I have a group of friends in Iowa City that we play together. Doing kind of experimental improvisatory music. So a few months ago, we did a Pauline Oliveros piece that was super cool. And on Saturday, we're playing a 30-minute version of a piece of mine at like a bar in Iowa City. So it's cool to be able to do like stuff like that in kind of a non-traditional concert venue. I've really enjoyed like writing and performing with my friends has been like an incredible learning experience and also like kind of creative exploration that's helped in other like composition areas, and that's been super cool.
Oh yeah, I bet that's great. I mean, you know, that mm-hmm. goes for, you know, any performer, musician, whatever, but getting actually to get in there, write, collaborate with friends and people who you trust and really get down and then be able to take that out and show people what you're capable of and what you're doing. It's really fun. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, that's why people play in bands. That's why people have small ensembles. That's a whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. That like that hands-on experience, there's really no substitute for that.
Absolutely.
And especially when like half of the people that I do this with are also composers. So there's a lot of like similar kind of thought processes going on. But also like someone's always doing something that sounds really new or cool, and everybody kind of builds off that. So that's been super amazing as well. And a lot of the sounds that I found for the Alarm Will Sound piece were just from working with people here. So that was super helpful and like a really amazing way to create a piece.
Fantastic. Well, we can't mm-hmm. wait to hear it when you're here for the Mizzou International Composers Festival here at the end mm-hmm. of July. Christine,
yeah,
thanks.
I'm very excited.
Oh, God, us too. It's going to be hectic. I'm not going to lie, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it will.
My guest has been Christine Burke, composer from Iowa City, Iowa. Thanks so much for taking some time out of your day and telling us about your work.
Yeah, thank you so much.